on Six Music. We're in the hub with Deus. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello. Morning.
Lovely to see you all. We first met, I think, in 94. I don't remember, you remember, but history says we did. And you were playing some shows, and I can't believe 20 years together, more or less, isn't it, Tom?
Well, together is...
oh, you've had big, long breaks in that period.
No, yeah, there's been breaks and there's been changes, lineup changes also.
Right.
People going and coming back and leaving.
And who is the one constant then? Is it just
well,
a couple of
Well, that would
be,
from 94, that would be Klaus Janzoons over there and myself.
Hi. Okay, just the two of your original members.
Yeah.
So you, 20 years, well, you've been more or less together in some shape or form.
Well, 94, that would be 16, yeah, 17.
Right, and before that, were you in a band before Deus became
no,
Deus?
No, Deus, my first band. Right. Actually, I'm the only original member.
You're the one and only. You're weather-worn, are you? What is the secret of just going and keep at it?
Well,
you
know, changing
going
the lineup. Changing the lineup.
Sacking people is the secret.
No, I've not sacked anyone in my life, but yeah, just a drummer, yeah, once.
Just the drummer
the
once.
The rest just went away. They just left.
And I suppose, you know, in the 16, 17 million years you've been going, you've seen an enormous amount of changes within the music industry. Because you were with a major for a while, weren't you, with Island?
Island, yes.
And what is the big change then in music?
Well, we don't notice much. You know, we still make records and we still do promotion for it and we still tour them. So we don't notice that much. We do feel the power of internet, obviously, you know, all the channels we have there. And, you know, you could put your post, your videos on there and they will find a life. Mm. So that's different. But apart from that, we don't really feel that much.
Are you in your own bubble?
No, I mean, we have normal bubble lives.
Whatever that may be.
Yeah.
Tell us about Antwerp in Belgium, then. If I was to go to Antwerp, what would I do? Where would
well,
I go?
It's a small town, but it has all the good things about a bigger town. So there'll be good bands playing. You have okay bars, and the bars are open all night, which is something new for you guys.
yeah, you can. You realize we shut down at midnight here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I realized that last
night. So people in Antwerp. Oh, did you? So you wanted to go out to the show and go out later? Yeah. So Antwerp, then, like many of the European towns, gets busier later late into the night.
Because it is sometimes a problem. Yeah, that you want to go out and then you find yourself at 11 o'clock in an empty, you know, bar or discotheque. You know, people go out really late.
Yeah. And how do you deal with the next day then? Straight to work?
I don't know.
You wouldn't know because you're a musician. You stay in bed.
Just play in a band.
Yeah. And it is the what sort of music scene? What is it like in Antwerp? Is there many, many bands? You know, is it lively?
There's a couple of Belgian. I wouldn't you know pin it down on Antwerp. Ghent has our drummers and our bass players from Ghent. They're both from Ghent.
Okay.
There's some good bands there. Solwax and Das Pop.
Ah, Solwax. Yeah.
And so I wouldn't pin it down on Antwerp, but, you know, generally Belgian music is pretty good and it's doing good.
Okay.
You know, bands are touring.
So we're stripped down today. We're all acoustic. Hopefully it's going to sound
well,
nice.
Well, the first song is...
There's a bit of a change for the second one. This is from Vantage Point, your new album?
Yes.
And what we're going to hear first?
Well, this song called The Vanishing of Maria Schneider.
Who is Maria Schneider?
Maria Schneider is an actress who played in two very famous films in the 70s, Last Tango in Paris and and The Passenger.
Yeah.
And she disappeared kind of after that. She had a very strange life.
Did she reappear?
She reappeared recently, which is kind of freaky because we just written a song about her.
Have you got her out of retirement then?
So, no, I don't know. But anyway, she's a very beautiful... you know, actress, and she played in two important films.
Mm. Okay,
and it's just a song about, you know,
her vanishing.
Yeah,
okay.
And about it's a romantic song.
Okay, here we go. This is a Deus Sin Session in the hub.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Your time, not seen. Passing your beauty, no, not seen it go. Her moment made out of moments.
times that I went looking, I had no clue where to look for you.
Round of applause, I think. A gentle round of applause, that. That was this from the album Vantage Point, The Vanishing of Maria Schneider, who's miraculously reappeared as we...
On the album, it's Guy Garvey singing.
Oh, from Elbow.
Yeah, but now it's beautifully done by our drummer, Steph.
Oh, well, then who's relaxing at the moment?
Guy's in Brussels, by the way, today, which is very quite
Oh, right, right. How do you know, what is the connection between you and Elbow?
Oh, we played with them, and we go out drinking when we're in Manchester.
Oh, yes.
We have a great pub near the academy called the Big Hands.
Okay.
And they always, like, force us to drink Duvel.
Yeah? Force you to drink?
Yeah. Well, who told me that story? Was it you, Mario?
The first time I drank Duvel, ever, and? In Manchester.
All right.
Being a Belgian, that's...
Did you recover the next day?
No.
That's the trouble with the older you get, the longer you're in the business, the hangovers just stay around. They don't seem to disappear. I was noting that you began as a cover band, Tom, some million years ago, covering things like Violent Femmes and Velvet Underground songs.
Oh, we were talking about the Violent Femmes earlier because Gordon Gaynor used to play on an acoustic bass.
Okay.
And gave it that clattering bass sound.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the thing that sort of inspired you to go out and make music for yourself? Was that the influence as a kid growing up in Belgium?
I don't know if that's something so special to start with covers. I think a lot of bands start with, you know, writing songs and then do a couple of covers. Yeah. We were never a cover band. We just were a band who, you know, didn't have enough songs. And so we
filled the set with other people's.
Yes, exactly.
So if you're always based in Antwerp, then you ever moved the band around? Or have you ever moved around, say, to London or New York?
No.
always stayed in one place. Was there ever a temptation maybe to go to Paris or to London or New York and do your thing there or not?
No, not really, no. It's a good place to live, Belgium, you know. We're very central and, you know, it's kind of like... It's a good place.
Have you always recorded there? Or have you travelled around?
No, we've recorded in Spain. We've recorded in London. We did Ideal Crush. We did in the great Olympic Studios in London.
Yeah.
And now we've built our own studio in Antwerp called Vantage Point.
Okay.
And so we worked with English producers for the first time. They came down to Antwerp and they really enjoyed
it. Who were they?
They were Dave McCracken and Joe Hurst.
And what is their history?
History is Dave McCracken has been writing songs and producing Ian Brown. He did Depeche Mode stuff.
Yeah.
And Joe Hurst has just finished Beth Gibbons' last album.
Okay. So what were you after working with these people? Was it
we had never worked with English people. We've worked with Canadians, Americans. But I don't know. It's just we met them and it clicked and they're really hard workers.
Those Brits are hard workers.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
We've never been accused of that ever, I don't think. But
it's true. You know, to give you an example, you know, in Belgium, when we eat, you know, when we have lunch or we have dinner, we like to take our time after lunch. They went straight into the studio after dinner.
We eat on the go, I think.
It's unbelievable. So they're good workers. And of course, I mean, you know, it's just fun. They're fun people to be with.
So having recorded and travelled around a great deal and working with different people, what are the differences between working with Americans or Canadians and British? So, could you see, is it obvious the differences between?
Well, I mean, it's different for all our albums, but I would say the English have just this love for the song, you know.
Yeah.
You know, in their DNA, I don't want to get sentimental here, but there is something, you know, and that I felt.
Is that because of the musical history of Britain?
Of course
with the Beatles,
is. Of
the Stones, and all of that.
Yeah. Of course it is. And I think, for example, our second album was done by Eric Feldman, who was used to be part of the Magic Band, and he let our experimental side be much more, you know, free. So that album sounds much free. Not that we weren't free this time, but it's much more compact, and I think that's got to do with, you know, but also, you know, they're completely all round. They're into dance music, electronic music. They're into, you know, stuff that we wouldn't listen to necessarily, like raga or stuff. So so all these influences came into the studio, and just, you know, it makes it very vibrant.
Mm. So as when you were growing up and beginning the band, would you look more to British bands as an influence rather than American? What was your preference, or is it just all of those
things?
Oh,
you'd have to ask every single person in this band. We all have very different tastes, but I don't make the distinction that much. I would probably, you know, just good stuff everywhere.
What records would you put on to inspire you then?
Did we put something on to inspire us?
I don't know. I can't remember.
So drinking all that Duval.
I think I don't know. I think Prince was an example for this album.
Okay, that's interesting. What aspect of that is it? The
Talking Heads, yeah.
And Talking Heads. So, yeah. And what did we get? What did we glean from those two particular?
Well, I mean, the song artists you're going to hear after this is probably, you know, the way that we've written it is actually, it's like a kind of a directed jam. You know, jamming is very boring, as you know, probably know, talking to bands. But if you have like a set of rules by which to jam, then you may get onto something. And that's what we did with the song you're going to hear after that. We basically played the five of us in one room and we were playing music the way you would work behind Cubase, behind, you know, working with loops. But we just play all the loops ourselves, record it, and then choose good parts and then replay them. So that's basically how Remain in Light was done.
Oh,
it's like hours of jamming.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you get a repetitive thing.
Well, that's the Eno thing. Eno believes going over and just going somewhere that you probably wouldn't generally expect to go.
Yeah, just have an easy set of rules. In this case, it was just play a short line and then, you know, domino-wise, we would, you know, Mauro would start with a little guitar, Alan would go doo-doom, Steph would give us a beat, Klaus would do something, you know, with his violin and effects, and you get this boom.
Off you went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so another song then that you're going to do for us now, is that right? Have you got to rearrange yourself?
We got to get old bastard here because...
Okay.
That's
so you're going to press play and then we're going to go?
We're going to sing it live, though.
Oh, okay. So a little bit of a rearrangement here. This is going to be a song called The Architect. Is that right, Tom? Is he... Puts his guitar down there, come back to the microphone, and we've got man, press play. And then we'll go for it. Let's see how this sounds. Off you go. This is Deus.
Never mind that space stuff. Let's get down to Earth.
What is he thinking out there?
Yes, and we missed the live show. That was last night. And back, you're going to be back over the summer at some stage?
Yeah, we're doing summer festivals. I think, I don't know which ones are confirmed, but I think Tina Park and...
oh, so you're coming back in the summer. We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
We'll
thank you.
The,
the new album is now. It's called Vantage Point. Deus. So round of applause for Deus. And on Monday, Pete the Pirates on Six Music.
Thank you.
BBC. Six Music.